DatingWomenRadioShow.com excerpt, March 11th, 2015. Doc talks about how wearing your heart on your sleeve or being a hopeless romantic is not the way to go in dating. Want more? Take the 7-day free trial to the Doc Love Club. Over 90 hours of audio just like this. DocLoveClub.com. Enjoy the excerpt.
There's a term called he wears his heart on his sleeve, and the other one is hopeless romantic. Those describe the same loser. What he does, as soon as he sees a girl, he tells her how much he likes her right off the bat. That's what it means to wear your heart on your sleeve. And a hopeless romantic means that when he sees a girl and he loves her right off the bat, he's going to tell her right off the bat. And that's why they have the word hopeless in there. So you don't want to do this. Wear your heart on your sleeve or be a heartless romantic, hopeless romantic, because they don't respect you. This guy, the woman says, this guy's just met me, and already at the end of the first date, he's making plans for vacation and meeting his mom. We just met. And like all women I've interviewed, they say, why can't the guy just slow down and get to know me a little better? No, you know, we got to rush. We got to rush.
You know, so Doc, sad. In my daily life, I have found the guys, because sometimes, you know, from time to time, what I'll do is if I see a guy that I think might be open to your materials, I'll talk to him, especially if he's struggling with women. And I found, and I don't know, this is an observation on my part, I don't know if you're going to agree with this or not, but I find the guys that are the hopeless romantics, they have the biggest egos. They are so sure that they're right. Even though it hasn't worked the last 25 times, they're still sure that time number 26 is going to work. Because it's just...
Well, see, to admit that they're incorrect means they look at that as a fault. So if he's doing something wrong, but in his mind it's right, what chance does he have of changing? None. None. Exactly.
Did you find that, Doc? Exactly. Did you find that they have really big egos? I mean, I know in a lot of ways they're
insecure. I just look at it as structured.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's interesting. Yeah.
Because you can have a wimp who has low self-esteem. He doesn't have a big ego, but he's still not going to change. So I call it structured. It could be ego, but he's set in his ways. You know, he takes girls flowers on the first date, and he never gets a second or third day with a girl. And he doesn't say, he says, you know what? I got to get her 24 rather than 12. See, backing off never enters the male's mind. The ego says, get into it, fix things, talk to her, you know, give her more, do a lot more for her. And nobody ever says, back off, let her get her head square. And if she digs you, it's meant to be, she'll show up.
You know what I find with the system, the more and more that I get into it, is that it's really simple. There's a lot to it. Don't get me wrong. It changes your life in so many different ways, but it's really simple. Treat others as you would have them treat you. Don't show your emotions. And I'll be, you know, be a cool customer. And then just understand that people, especially women, when it comes to dating, they're going to be where they want to be. And if they're not with you, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, and you know, you can't blame them for being a little on guard, and then they meet you for the first date, and they have a nice time, and the key there is just to up that interest level. Let's say it was 65 when she met you at a party. You got the number after talking for 10 minutes, but as long as it's 66, or as long as it goes up and you get that second date, but the thing is this, is men think they get points by telling her how beautiful she is too many times, and by telling her how much he likes her. After she fell in love with you, if you said to the girl, you know, I really like you a lot, well, then it counts. But it's on top of her liking you first. And that's what counts. And again, they go by your actions and what you say. And before you open that mouth, you got to think, guys. You really got to think.